A ferocious first-half onslaught by the Springboks was enough to withstand a late rally by the All Blacks in a pulsating encounter that underlined the intensity of the old rivalry in 80 riveting minutes. The Boks, stunned by a 33-16 loss in the first test at Ellis Park, ripped into the New Zealanders from the outset and laid down a marker. There would be no soft moments on this day, as they deservedly took the spoils to inflict a first defeat on new All Black coach Dave Rennie in his ninth outing. Victory ensured that the Boks retained their record of not losing back-to-back home tests to the same opponent since the Lions in 1997. More importantly, it keeps the series well and truly alive. It was far from perfect, but the intensity was higher, and in the first half, they wasted far fewer chances than a week earlier. The pack was magnificent. From the immense Eben Etzebeth and No. 8 Jasper Wiese to the indefatigable Pieter Steph Du Toit, playing his 100th test, the Boks, big men, set the tone. Captain Siya Kolisi led from the front. Although he was withdrawn early in the second half, his shift was another monumental effort. The fact that the Boks had conceded just one penalty by the 62nd minute underlined how accurate and intense they were on the day. For much of the opening stanza, New Zealand survived off turnovers to create some opportunities, but they were firmly on the back foot before halftime. The Boks led by 10 points at the break, even though there was hardly a scrum to speak of, and certainly no scrum penalties from the four completed set pieces in the half. The All Blacks' lineout struggled at times, but the scrums were much better from a New Zealand perspective. Won and lost. Yet that's not where the game was won and lost. The Boks' contestable kicking was on point. Victory was set in the contact areas. The Boks' breakdown work was as good as it's been this season, and it had to be because the All Blacks matched the intensity everywhere on the field. In fact, the All Blacks outscored the Boks by 4-3, but the Boks led from the second minute and never let up. Two late tries from the All Blacks added some gloss to the final score. Victory ensured that the Boks retained their record of not losing back-to-back home tests to the same opponent since the Lions in 1997. More importantly, it keeps the series well and truly alive. Wing Cheslin Kolb landed 7 out of 7 kicks at goal for a haul of 18 points, in addition to a fine all-round performance. Mind games. Bok coach Rassi Erasmus swapped his entire advertised front row before kickoff, bending the series rules to the maximum. It's a ploy that might not have gone down well in the New Zealand camp, and could be construed as going against the spirit of the game, if not the letter of the law. Whether it worked is also a moot point from a set-piece perspective, but it did allow the Boks to have a reasonably fresh Malcolm Marks on the field in the second half, and he won two crucial breakdown penalties that resulted in 6 vital points from Kolb's boot. The Boks' kicking game was generally excellent, and their scramble defense held firm, even though it's a dangerous ploy to give the All Blacks the chance to run back at you. Scrum half Cam Roygaard and fly half Ruben Love have the makings of a great halfback pair. While up front, the likes of lock Fabian Holland and tireless lock flank Tupu Vai were immense. The Springboks' pre-match warm-up was unusually intense, almost a full contact session at times. The intensity was immense, and the Boks took that onto the field. From the start, they tore into the All Blacks with savage ferocity in a feral atmosphere at DHL Stadium. All Black center Jordy Barrett fielded the kickoff and punted the ball to touch immediately, perhaps sensing that he didn't want to initiate the first contact of the match against the salivating Boks. That meant a Bok lineout just outside the All Blacks' 22-meter area, the first examination of hooker Dion Forey's throwing in. Forey, one of the late swaps, did enough to find his jumper, and the Bok set up a rolling maul, marching the All Blacks 15m back. From there, Forey charged forward, was stopped, but Siya Kolisi was next to carry with intent. Boks players came plowing around the corner, and eventually center Jesse Creel smashed over with less than 2 minutes played. It was the perfect start for the under-pressure world champions, but starts are one thing, sustaining the pressure was the trick. And for the next 12 minutes, the All Blacks turned the pressure back on the home team, keeping the Boks pinned back in their territory. New Zealand were happy to go wide or use the boot to keep the Boks inside their half, and it eventually paid off. From a lineout just inside South Africa's half, the All Blacks moved the ball to the right, creating an overlap for wing Will Jordan. The great finisher stepped through Creel's despairing dive and then did enough to ride Damien Duellen's tackle before offloading to the supporting Roygaard, who dotted down under the crossbar, making more of chances. Unlike the first test, though, the box made more of the chances they had. From the restart, which the All Blacks failed to control, the box won a penalty for offside. Kalb called for the kicking tee and added 3 points to his earlier conversion. The box then put some daylight between the teams when they scored their second try through Duellen. The move again had its genesis from a rolling maul and good phase work before the great center punched over the line. The box were in charge, but little mistakes kept the All Blacks in with a sniff, and they don't need much invitation to stay in the fight. When Kalb kicked out on the full, giving the tourists a line out on the box, 10-meter line, the All Blacks switched on. All Blacks captain and N08 Artie Savia burst through a hole at the back of a lineout, and in a flash, the box were swamped in black jerseys. The ball went wide where fullback Damien McKenzie had acres of space to score in the corner. With Ruben Love's second conversion, it was a 3-point game again. The box finished the half strongly when Colossi smashed over from a move that started with a 5-meter scrum. The captain roared his delight after scoring, which symbolized the box entire first half performance. KG second half. The pressure the box were applying made more inroads early in a second half that was mostly played between the two 22-meter lines. Vi blocked Kalb when chasing a high kick to hand the box another 3 points, and minutes later Marks won the first of his penalties to help extend the lead. Those points were racked up as the All Blacks gave up 3 penalties in quick succession, what ultimately proved to be the key period in the game. The All Blacks, at least the All Blacks under Dave Rennie, are never going to simply fade away, and the backlash duly arrived, but too late. Tries from Wing Lira, Carter, and Artie Savia in the last 15 minutes made it a nervy finish. DM. Scorers. South Africa, tries, Jesse Creel, Damien Duellen, Sia Colossi. Conversions, Cheslin Kalb 3. Penalties, Kalb 4. New Zealand, tries, Cam Roygaard, Damien McKenzie, Lira Carter, Artie Savia. Conversions, Ruben Love 3. Craig Ray's travel was sponsored by Monster Energy. Comments. Scroll down to load comments,